Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
So bottom line here, Amari Cooper agrees to come to camp. Everything's good. Restructured deal. In some way, shape, or form, it appears that his $20 million is guaranteed and then gets $5 million in incentives. That's the main report we've heard from numerous sources on this. And some of the stuff is a little vague. Some are saying he got a $5 million raise, probably, because I would assume he's going to hit all the incentives. But there you go. So Amari's back and good to go. However, what he didn't get was what I would think that he was holding out for in the first place, which is more years. And I understand that. You know, bottom line, you had a contract for this year, so you're showing up for work, and they sweetened it a little bit. But if, and it's an if, Andy, we're just assuming, that what Amari really wanted was additional years, which meant additional big money. He's now 30, turned 30 in June. He'll be 31 next year and be a free agent at the age of 31. Okay, that's tough. Now look at it from the Browns standpoint. He's your best wide receiver. I mean, there's not even anybody in the conversation right now. No disrespect to Jerry Jeudy. Can we see something before we anoint you the future number one wide receiver of this team? I think that's essential. That said, the Browns decided not to extend Amari Cooper past this year. That means next year he's a free agent. So you're either going to have to sign him, and I'll be honest, I don't know how many times Amari's been franchise tagged in the past. You could give him the franchise tag. Unless he's already been tagged 3 times. And I don't know if he has been. So maybe there's a possibility there. Maybe there's not. What to me it does, Andy, is more than anything make me concerned about the position that I always seem to be too concerned about with this team, and that's wide receiver. So I don't want to look past this year, but for the sake of this conversation, you better hope Jerry Jeudy steps up.
Mm-hmm.
You better hope Elijah Moore steps up. Jeudy's under contract, so that's... And I honestly, boy, I sure hope Cedric Tillman steps up. To me, he's the guy here who could ease a lot of concerns for the wide receiver position after this year.
All right, you want to put things in perspective? Think about it this way. Amari Cooper has had last season alone had twice as many yards as the next best wide receiver.
He had the Browns.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he had 1,250. The next wide receiver was Elijah Moore at 640.
Yep.
And then after that, you got to go to Cedric Tillman at 224.
That's why I'm a little surprised.
Now, is it okay? Does that make a difference that you like to use your tight ends and throw a running back in there every once in a while?
We don't know. I'm a little surprised this didn't result in, hey, a 2-year extension. Like everything he got now, okay, you're getting that. But they put in $5 million in incentives. Maybe the Browns didn't want to give him perhaps $25 million each of the next 2 years. That's possible with a 31-year-old wide receiver.
Especially with the Browns, who are they tend to not like over 30-year-olds.
Sorry. Well, you've hammered that point home, and I think you're probably accurate about that.
It's just a philosophy.
Especially at a position that's based on speed.
Sure.
You know? I mean, wide receiver based on speed. Usually when a guy goes past the age of 30 at wide receiver, he is not, you know, not as fast as he used to be and maybe not as good as he used to be. Already, articles out there about, you know, who could they sign. Here's a quick one. T. Higgins, who's going to be a free agent. CeeDee Lamb, who right now will be a free agent, which can you even imagine that? Stephon Diggs, who, when he got traded to Houston, they ripped up his heel and said, play on 1 year. And he said, great. Hmm. And so he's going to be a free agent. But he'll be 31. Like Amari will be 31. I guess the answer here is there are guys available in free agency. I honestly think it's a great opportunity for a guy like Cedric Tillman to establish himself a little bit this year and move into a much bigger role next season, maybe even move into a bigger role this season, depending on what happens with Elijah Moore and depending on what happens with Jerry Jeudy. You know, he's the current hope at wide receiver for somebody they drafted and develop internally.
I mean, I like Elijah Moore, but I haven't seen it yet. Do we have a number two wide receiver?
Yeah, it's Jerry Jeudy.
Now, yeah.
Yeah.
But next year, we didn't. That's why they thought it was important to go.
Remember what else they have next year?
One
draft choice.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
that. First round draft choices again.
Oh, we paid the debt on that.
Remember those days?
On that quarterback guy?
Remember when teams had first round draft choices, Andy?
It was so much fun. Now it's the Cavaliers' turn to not have first round draft picks.
Yeah, you know, we don't need first round picks.
If you're winning, you really don't.
We're alternating them between teams.
Yeah. Oh, well, and the Guardians
got Travis Bazzana. There we go. Can he play wide receiver? No. I just think
Australian rules football, he can, yeah.
I think this is a year that is critical for the wide receiver position now on the Browns, because Amari Cooper could be here next year, but might not be. Jerry Jeudy needs to show something.
I would love to hear the parts of the conversation that were about long term. Was it, hey, you know, my client, whoever, you know, for Cooper, we'd really like a couple more years on this thing. And did the Browns go, we're good. No, that's all right.
Well, we'd like more money. Yeah, how about incentives? We don't want to give you more money. We're going to make you earn them just to make sure. Signing bonus.
And by the way, you don't want to take the fines for missing training camp, right? Because that was coming too.
I would think so.
Oh.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Jerry Jeudy is signed through 2027. So we know that he got the extension. Elijah Moore is also a free agent at the end of the year. So you have two Browns wide receivers who are free agents at the end of the year. If by chance they both walk or you don't want them back, your wide receiver group is Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman, and David Bell. And then whoever of Jamari Thrash and Michael Woods and everybody else who might step up and do something.
It's bizarre to look at the receiving yards from last season and realize how
there was one guy.
Well, no, we had two guys that could catch the ball, but we had one guy from the wide receiver spot
who was like a go-to. Let's get something here.
Kind of makes me happy about the David Njoku numbers too, because I think about there were points in his career where you look at Njoku had 882,
1050. 19 seconds. Andy Baskin mentions tight end.
Did I say the word tight end? No. I said David Njoku.
What does
receiving
he play?
Numbers.
What's he play?
He happens to play tight end.
All right, keep the clock running.
You're not going to have
fullback
a running
talks
game
coming up.
If you're not going to. Long snappers and you, 1 o'clock right here, Baskin and Phelps. You look at the numbers on this, and I just like, what, man, Amari Cooper was like light years ahead of everybody, even Njoku. You know
what this thing with Cooper does?
He averaged 7 yards more per reception than anybody on the team other than David Bell, and David Bell only had, 14? David Bell only had 14 receptions last year.
Well, Cooper was 3rd in the NFL in yards per catch. Remember, he had that one huge game last year,
yeah.
And that helped a ton. And he's a terrific wide receiver. I mean, he's very good. So let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that it works. And I'd like to see him back next year, Andy, if he's productive. But I also think that the Browns probably need to find another number one number 1A wide receiver. Maybe it's Jerry Jeudy. Mm. You know, maybe it is. But right now, it's a position group that I've always thought needed a little extra boost, and now you have two of your top three guys free agents at the end of this season.
I think I just found Dan's favorite stat for receiving. Tell me if this is true or not. You know, I've never seen this before. I just kind of realized it.
Is it called OPS?
It is football's version of OPS. It's called The Big.
The Big.
You know what a big is?
It was a great movie.
It's Tom Hanks. I was going to say, if this either turns into a movie reference or you start singing Mr. Big, I'm leaving.
I never thought Robert Loggia could dance.
I am Andy Baskin, not Josh Baskin. The big here is receiving plays over 20 yards.
Yeah, explosives.
Oh, they call it, ESPN calls it big.
Well, yeah, everybody's
it's
got
shorter.
Their,
it's easier to put on a graphic.
True. So Cooper had 21 last year.
Word.
We only had two guys with catches. With more than 10 catches of over 20 yards plus, and that was Njoku with 12 and Cooper with 21. Man, I hope Jerry Jeudy can catch some passes this year to kind of spread the wealth and get the ball moving a little bit more. Hmm.
I hope it's Cedric Tillman even more than Jerry Jeudy, because then I think you got something to build on moving forward.
Again, take everything that took place when it comes to receiving yards with a grain of salt last year, because for half the season, your offense was broken. Like, it was a broken toy offense.
Which half was that, Dan?
The half that had P.J. Walker and Dorian Thompson-Robinson not throwing the ball more than 15 yards down the field and playing an unwatchable style of offense where everybody was screaming, why do you use so many trick plays? And the reason was because it's the only way we can move the ball forward.
Did you like the playoffs?
Huh?
Did you like the playoffs? Did you enjoy it, even though they didn't play well in the game? Did you like that 1 week of anticipation where we're like, hey, man, if they win, they're that much closer to the Super Bowl. One
I'm
more
just
game closer.
Saying that any wide receiver stat that you're going to use last year should be taken with a grain of salt. Well, because at least nine of those games were beat. You were in the playoffs because of your defense. Let's be really honest here.
Yeah, and then your defense failed you. And
yeah, but so, did you like the playoffs? Did you like getting there, yeah. Andy Baskin?
Well, or
did you like that week of anticipation?
You can talk all you want about this. I'm just telling you that Amari Cooper's numbers are very real in a season where they struggled.
You go over there and look at your big stats in the corner.
Oh, okay. That's how you want to play it?
Or your explosives.
Done with you, Dan Menigan. Done.
So, Amari, we're glad to have you back. I if you wanted more years, you're going to have to earn them. And you're going to have to earn them in your 30s.
And they might be with another team.
And they might be with another team. And the Browns might be looking for wide receivers still. Mark Feinsand is one of the great baseball writers for MLB.com. Trade deadline next Tuesday, 6 p.m. How active will the Guardians be? Look at all of the information out there, and you'll see teams that are really active in the trade market. You don't see the Guardians that often. Is that bad? Is that good? Feinsand's thoughts next on Baskin and Phelps.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.